Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
By my best calculation, June 8th will be the day when Treasury can't pay its bills. There is a possibility, worst case scenario, that it will be June the 1st. It'll be very close. Best case scenario will be August 8th. So that gives you a sense of timing here.
Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi testified during a Senate hearing on the GOP's plan to raise the debt ceiling. The Limit, Save, Grow Act, which passed the House by a vote of 217 to 215, aims to raise the debt ceiling for a year while a series of spending cuts are made throughout the federal budget. Zandi said the plan would reduce employment by 800,000 jobs and slightly increase unemployment. Instead, he recommended the federal government suspend the debt ceiling until September 30th and that Congress should pass bills increasing the debt ceiling until after the 2024 elections. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is proposing a bill to raise the federal minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $17 an hour. This is a $2 increase from his 2021 proposal. Numerous states have increased their minimum wages to between $10 and $15 an hour, while Washington, D.C.'s minimum wage is the highest in the nation at $16.10 an hour. Sanders says it's not possible to live on the current federal minimum wage.
We need an economy in which all of our workers earn a living wage. It is not acceptable today that nearly 35 million American workers earn less than $17 an hour.
As part of New York State's newly passed 2024 budget, a law banning the use of natural gas and other fossil fuels in new buildings was approved. The first in the nation all-electric building law requires all electric cooking and heating systems in new buildings under 7 stories by 2026 and in 2029 for taller buildings. While this is one of many laws passed in the budget, Andy Frank with the climate technology company Sealed describes other bills not included in the budget that might be approved later in the state's legislative session.
There's also legislation that did not make it into this budget called the New York Heat Act, but that may be introduced in the future, which would essentially apply the same principles of increasing performance standards and phasing in electrification for existing buildings.
Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio and several other members of the group were convicted of seditious conspiracy as part of the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. A fifth defendant was found not guilty on sedition, but was convicted of other felonies. This was the last of three sedition cases federal prosecutors brought against key figures in the attack on the Capitol. Attorney General Merrick Garland notes this is a decisive victory in a complex case.
Today's verdict makes clear that the Justice Department will do everything in its power to defend the American people and American democracy.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.